Waiter.
We've been working on this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Two-thirds of children who age out of foster care are either in jail, homeless, or dead within 2 years. Those are outcomes that we have to improve.
And as head of Hope Hill Youth Services based in Mount Sterling, Chris Peck is out to do just that.
When a kid leaves our independent living program, they get to keep, well, number one, there's no student debt. Number two, they get to keep all the furniture that we got provided for them, and they have a savings account. So they're leaving school with no debt, some money in their pocket, and enough furniture to furnish wherever they go next.
Due in large part to the opioid and meth addiction crisis, Peck is seeing a lot of the collateral damage.
The cops came in, took mommy and daddy away. They told you to put all your stuff in a black trash bag, and now you're moved from, let's say, Kenton County, Kentucky, and you show up in Mount Sterling, Kentucky with all your belongings in that trash bag, and you have a stranger looking at you saying, we're going to find a home for you. We're going to move you out of there.
A view from the front lines of foster care in Kentucky. A view also seen at the big regional mental health provider, Bluegrass.org, now known as New Vista.
What we're dealing with is an epidemic of general distress, and the opioid problem is one of the major factors involved in that.
And Chief Clinical Officer Don Rogers describes the whack-a-mole nature of an addiction crisis rooted in job loss, poverty, and despair.
There's a shift that is happening with the opioid crisis from opioids to methamphetamine, and so it just becomes complicated to keep track of what the nature of the problem is as it shifts. But we kind of see it as the same problem of a general big global distress of communities that just keeps changing its face slightly. And so we have to keep adjusting.
We'll hear about an alternative to those opioids in the management of chronic pain.
It was like watching resurrection on a daily basis.
Brenda Peterson found a more natural method of managing her pain at the Mayo Clinic in Florida under the care of Dr. Christopher Sletten.
It's not mind or body, it's mind and body. You can't have an emotional response without some sort of physical consequence and vice versa.
WEKU's Mary Meehan will have Mrs. Peterson's story. There's a lot of talk about tourism in Appalachian Kentucky as one way to stabilize a distressed regional economy.
There is a way to do it in such a way to respect the nature and allow access to anyone who wants to come and use it.
Virginia Tech archivist Aaron Purcell on his studies of past efforts to balance environment and economy. Dylan Frost and his partners at Ascension Consulting and Corbin are billing in the millions at their online arbitrage business.
So a lot of people that have financial success, entrepreneurial success, especially coming from, you know, Bell County or other Eastern Kentucky counties, when they have that success, they leave. We haven't left because this is where we grew up and we feel like we have a heart here.
So now Frost and his colleagues want to show others how to follow in their footsteps.
We were able to figure it out. We're just a few guys from Eastern Kentucky that grew up and figured it out. And so I know that there's plenty of other people that can too.
And heading for some whitewater this summer, great outdoors guru Chris Begley here with a few pointers, such as...
You may not want to go to the side. You might want to go straight down the middle where a lot of water is going to carry you over the obstacles that are creating the rapid.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.